speaker that one of the reporters in camp some time ago. Than what's happening. I feel so inadequate to deliver God's word this morning. And I'm not just saying that to some religious. I'm serious. Really nice that surprise with Eldon. Eldon, I didn't expect you to be behind me there. Praise God. And, you know, I shouldn't start calling names because, wow, there are so many people here. If I start calling names by 20, how much minutes? It would be gone. So let me behave myself quickly and scroll back up to the top of this message. I want to bring you greetings on behalf of Olivet Gospel Hall in Trinidad and Tobago. The elders there, Brother Corbin and Brother Knight, and the saints at Olivet Gospel Hall. I am sure some of you fellowship there already. You know, you mentioned winter camp coming up, and that just brought a deep smile because it has been near and dear to my heart. And I will continue to remember to pray for the winter camp. And those of you who have children and you want them to get away and have a good retreat, hook up with one of these elders here. Ensure that you get your children, your teenagers, your youth to winter camp. Samantha, that was not a repeat. That wasn't a repeat. Come, give Samantha another round of applause, please. That was a different version. I mean, I liked the first version, and just when I was thinking that we couldn't do better than that first version, Samantha comes up. Mind you, that's my daughter. So if you want to speak ill of me, don't speak ill of me in front of them. You know? Praise God. Okay, well, it's giving time, it's giving season again. Sorry for going in and out. It's giving season again, and many consider this a very special time for Jesus. And I can tell you, by the kind of gift we gave him this morning with our worship, I mean, glory to God. That was a really great gift. Give yourselves a round of applause again, please. Praise God. God has been asking us to take our free will that he has allowed us and give him what he wants ever since we were placed in the Garden of Eden. Ever since we were placed on the earth, he has been asking us to give him what he wants. The trouble is, many of us are so busy, and sometimes so busy doing his work, that we are not standing still long enough to hear and understand what he's saying to us. Let's be like Mary, according to Brother Bonnie. Let's be like Mary, according to the word of God. Choose that good part. And not so much like Martha, being too busy to stand and hear what God is saying. Let us do the right thing. Let's not only be concerned about ourselves at this time. Let's not only be concerned about ourselves tomorrow morning. As we receive, let us focus on giving God what he really wants. The topic, therefore, is give God the gift and keep on giving. If going in and out is bothering your ear a little bit, I will just switch this off and ask to turn this mic on and try to behave myself and stay right here. Okay, so I hope this is the issue. So I'll switch this off. Sound? Right, so, good. So they have one mic to confuse us. I mean, one mic to work with.
The topic is, give God the gift and keep on giving. Can we say that after four? Three, four? Now you see that kind of sleepy way, you will run out of time today, you know. When I ask you to respond, you have to respond quickly, promptly, and crisply, because we are going to run out of time. Let's do that again. After four. Three, four. Great. Before we go any further, I have a bone to pick. What's a bone to pick? Any trainings here? Eldon, you know what that means? A bone to pick. Well, they do that in St. Lucia as well, I guess. It's a conflict or an issue with an imposter. Hopefully it doesn't upset you too much. But you see this imposter? I'm not in that. Let us debunk and quickly move on. Let us debunk the claims of this imposter. There is someone who has been positioned as the star of Christmas. Let's expose him now. That's supposed to come with a sound. I know the sound is on my phone and I have a speaker right there. So, and if I could sing like Samantha, I would just go ahead and sing it. You know, thank you. It's always good to have my wife here. She tried to spear you earlier by me not coming up here and praying out of turn, but she was a little too slow this morning for that. So I want to just praise God for what he has been doing. Just give me this. Let me try to focus on where to find this thing. This imposter is fighting me this morning, but he's not going to win. I tell you, I have a serious bone to pick with it.
Better watch out, the devil is sly. He's really about just making you die. Santa Claus is coming to town. You sure on his list, he's checking you twice. You surely find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. If he sees you when you're sleeping, if he knows who is your mom, if he knows how you've been bad or good, he's a god of peeping Tom. So you better watch out, the devil is sly. He's really about just making you die. Santa Claus is coming to town. Little tin horns, little pitchfork, that's not how he looks, that's only old talk. Santa Claus is coming to town. He'll offer you dolls, that's cuddly cool. He wears red and white, he looks that way too. Santa Claus is coming to town. If he sees you when you're sleeping, if he knows who is your mom, if he knows how you've been bad or good, he's a god or a peeping Tom. I'm placing the god or a peeping Tom. I'm placing the end right where it belongs, at the end of his name. Now hear how it sounds. Satan Claus is coming to town. Satan Claus is coming to town.
So quick cheers. Praise God. Praise God. And I don't think I need to say much more about that imposter. You get the picture. Amen? And that's serious. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift. Let us give God the gift. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. That's our proposition this morning. And if you are wondering where I am going with all of this, that's where I'm going with all of this. That's where I'm going with all of this. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. Because we are human, I know we all love to receive. So this message is going to include principles of giving as well as receiving. Give God what He wants. Give those around you according to their needs. Say their needs. Give Him the gift and keep on giving. Let's read Matthew chapter 7 from verses 7 all the way down to verse 12. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. And may God add his blessing to the reading of his word for his name's sake. Amen. So we are going to look at three quick points in the 20 more minutes we have. Is that okay? So hold on tight. You're going to go fast. Ask, seek, knock. From verses 7 to 8. That's the first point. Then you're going to get God gives the best from verses 9 to 10. And you know we are almost finished when we go give as you expect from verses 11 and 12. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. Ask, seek, and knock. From verses 7 to 8. I would like us to take note that it is when we ask, we are given. That when we seek, we can encounter. You know, going back to the first point right here, you would hardly receive anything if you don't ask. That's probably a hint for the younger ones among us. You know, ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Seek, you're going to encounter. You will not find if you don't seek. And of course, I always remember my wife drilling that in my head over and over and over. Especially when I go to the refrigerator or the cupboard to find something. And Brother Grant, I kid you not, it's not there. It is not there. But she says, look, it's right there. And oh boy, what did I start? And lo and behold, she comes up and she just does like, here it is. You know? And she says, could I say men, you say men don't look? All right, let me behave myself here. Knock! Knocking turns keys. Very little will be open to you if you don't knock. This biblical principle is, like all other biblical principles, very practical. Did you see what was done there? When you ask, help me. When you ask, you get. Okay, everybody sees that. So when you ask, you get. When you ask, you get. But there are other things that I have to say about this asking and getting. You know, God knows our need even before we ask it. But he still requires that we ask. God even knows our needs beyond our asking. Sometimes we don't know yet that we need something, but God knows already. God has something very interesting to tell us about receiving or failing to receive in James chapter 4, verses 2 to 3. And I'll have it up there. He says, you lust or crave after things and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. I'm really hoping that this is helping somebody this morning. Because you may be wondering why I'm not getting certain things. I hope this is helping you. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss. What's that? Ask amiss? Ask wrongly or inappropriately. In a while, I'm going to ask you for examples of someone or some people who asked inappropriately. So I have a little quiz for you. So get ready. You have to be really snappy when I ask you for that example or those examples about people or person who may have asked inappropriately. Perhaps, and I'm talking about in the scripture. Yes? Okay. So verse 3 again, you ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. In other words, from verse 2, you do not have what you want because you do your own thing, but do not ask God for it. And even when you ask, you don't get it because your motives are all wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. Okay, this is the quiz now. Do we have scriptural examples of people who asked inappropriately? Simon the sorcerer. Simon the sorcerer, what did he ask for? The Holy Spirit. But he wasn't in position to have the Holy Spirit. So there needed to be a prerequisite. And many of us want the Holy Spirit. Many of us want God with us. But we there is a prerequisite. The prerequisite is that we commit our lives to him. Anybody else? Who? Israel? For a king they asked? They were asking for a king? But God was trying to tell them all the time. Brother Allwood, God was trying to tell them all the time. That, hey, you don't need a king. I have you covered. I have you fixed. You don't need a king. Oh boy, I think I lost some people on Zoom by moving away from the mic. I'm sorry. One more example. The thief, he asked inappropriately. I'm going to learn something now. I'm sure. Or the first one. The first one, all right, thank God, Brother Grant is here. The first one who asked him to come down, and save us. That was an inappropriate request. When I think of the thief on the cross, sorry, I'm only thinking about the good one. My apologies. You know, at the age of 17, a young man looked over his fence and saw a young lady and said to God, that young lady pleases me well. Get her for me. God delayed a while. This is a real, this is a true story outside of the Bible. Sounds like Samson. He didn't learn from Samson. And I think this young, that young man went to Sunday school. He said, she pleases me well. And God delayed a little while. And he kept at it, he kept at it. He said, Lord, if she is the one, let her come around that corner now. And he's peeking over the fence. Bam! She comes around the corner, Brother Wilson. She comes around the corner and he says, Hallelujah! Great! Got it! That young lady, after 6 months, jilted him. I don't know what other words they use to get you to understand, to get everybody to understand jilted, especially young people. She kicked him to the curb. I think everybody understands that. I think I thank God Brother Grant is here. She kicked him to the curb and broke his heart so badly that he thought he was going mad. He said, I understand that he stayed in his room for days just writing. Like he was going mad. However, 10 years later, on February 11th, I think it's going to make it 29 years. You know, I know that guy, he hasn't reached the 50 and the 60 and that kind of stuff. But he has been married for 29 years now. But that happened, that started 10 years after that, asking inappropriately. And I know what I'm talking about because that young man is standing here ministering to you now. Matthew 7, verses 7 to 8. Based on my general knowledge of the scripture, receiving, how many people are interested in receiving? Okay, praise God. Praise. Some people are shy. They don't want to raise their hand because we're talking about asking inappropriately now. I'm interested in receiving. But there are, receiving is subject to three things. Say three things. One, asking with proper motives. Two, what is actually good for us. And three, his divine will. And that's why we say in Jesus' name. When we pray, we need to bear that in mind. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. Secondly, God gives the best gifts. Verses 9 to 10. You know, people will generally give those closest to them what they ask for. God is very focused on giving the best and most useful gifts, especially to the sheep that follow closest to him. So the shepherds, Arlene, the shepherds of long ago, they would normally walk with a fruit in their hand, and you know, the sheep that follow closest behind get to munch or nibble on that fruit. So they get the best of the best. He does not give us stones when we ask for bread. Do I hear amen? He does not give us stones when we ask for bread. I could hear someone say, but I have been so obedient to him. How come I don't get an answer? Well, I know I did this here already in GT. I know I did this already. Let's see how much you remember. He answers. He does answer. Sometimes he says, you can expect it straight away. In other words, what is he saying? Well, say it with confidence. Yes. Yes. Sometimes he says, we'll arrive in time. And that's what he was saying to me back when I was 17, but I didn't get it. What he was saying also to me concerning that particular person was nicer opportunities. Nicer opportunities. And could you see nice opportunities? She came up here and gave me the phone and so on. Just trying to score some points. So nicer opportunities, he's saying. And this is what I said to you already as well. Sometimes he says, Yiti, my Lord. That is confusing. Yiti, what's that? It's so confusing. Is it even English? Yiti, What does that mean? Anybody? Remember Israel? Remember Samson? You want it? Take it. You insist, sorry? You insist? Take it. And sometimes it does not do us well when he answers that way. We get it. And then we find out that this was not the best thing for us. I remember the child who saw a lovely apple on a bottle that mommy was putting away. The child could be no older than 3 years old. And the child started crying for what was in that bottle. You know, because it had an apple on the outside. Eventually, mommy said, okay, you want it? Take it. What was it the mommy was putting away? What kind? Apple cider vinegar. Have you ever tasted apple cider vinegar? It is so... You know, but the child found out soon enough that that's not what I wanted. Precisely. One thing you can expect straight away every time is eternal life. Once you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you can expect that straight away. When we were without strength and headed to hell, God gave. I said God gave. God gave us his son. All we need to do is to seek him with our all. Is there someone here this morning who would want to seek God with their all? Is there someone here this morning who has never committed to God before and you like to seek him with your all? All we need to do is to knock. When we discover the way, is there someone here this morning that finally understands that Jesus is the way and you want to commit to him? Is there someone this morning? What we need to do is to confess him as Lord and believe he was raised. As far as I am concerned, this is a refined way of asking him to take charge of your life. When you confess him as Lord, what you are actually doing is asking him to take full control of your life. At the same time, you are making a commitment to him. And what you will get would make any gift you have ever received look like feces. Would make any, Paul said, dung. But I'm looking for a more contemporary word, an S word, stool. It will make whatever gift you ever got look like stool. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. Finally, very quickly, give as you expect to receive, verses 11 to 12. Although we generally give those closest to us good gifts, human beings have a knack for wanting to give others and God the best thing they do not want. Remember Cain? Remember that beautiful gift he prepared for God because of his sin? Is that what God asked for? So why was he giving God that? What did God ask for? Blood. What did God ask for? That's what he asked for. But Cain had a better idea. Sometimes we can have better ideas when coming to gift giving among ourselves and sometimes even to God. God doesn't want mama guy, and I suppose most people here understand the word mama guy. I'm not hearing anybody saying no. God doesn't like mama guy. He doesn't like placating. He doesn't like false praise. He does not like just flattery. When we as human beings ask for a sensible gift, how would you like it? How would you like to get useful things like, you know what that is? That's a banana case. Everyone, I suppose, needs one. Yes? As though bananas didn't come with their own cases. Oh, okay, let's go to the second. We probably like something like a cherry stem remover. Who can do without one of those? I think somebody indicated they have one home. You have one home? Somebody here, I would point out, but somebody here has one home. I always thought they just do like this. That's it? You think of, I didn't know this was useful. Okay, this one is probably the kicker here. How many people, wow, look at that bad boy. Look at that bad boy. Anybody under 20 know what that is? They don't even know what that is. You know why? Somebody tell me what that is. A floppy disk, a 3.5-inch floppy disk, and it holds a whole whooping 1.44 megabytes. That thing I have between my fingers there holds 100 gigabytes. Now, I think I have the math wrong there somewhere. 1,000 megabytes is one gig. Is that true? 1,000 megabytes is one gig? That's true? Okay, well, good. So I'm learning something from my own illustration. So you don't need the floppy, but somebody give you a nice box of floppy disks. Javier, do you have any more floppy disks up there? He doesn't even have a floppy disk up there. There's no more floppy disk drive. Somebody came to me the last time I said this and said, look, I have this, but I can't even get the information off. Because it's useless. That's just how God feels when you give him what he didn't ask for. That's how God feels. That's how other people feel when you didn't think enough in terms of giving them what they need. I could hear a Trini say, what you do like for yourself, do give to God. Give God what he asks for. He wants your heart. He wants your life. He wants your belief in him. That is what God wants. Don't be so busy preparing. Don't be so busy. You know, that you know, you fail to stand still enough to hear what he wants. Stand still and listen. Let us give God the gift and keep on giving. I feel there might be someone here who wants to give it all to God this morning. Who is it that wants to give it all to God this morning? If you just raise your hand, you can put it down again. And I'd be happy to praise God. I'm seeing that very young hand there. Praise God. Is there someone else who wants to give it all to God this morning? I was just 8 years old when I did what was requested. Praise God. If that is you, if you want to give God yourself this morning, you can speak to us after. I had a song for you, but I'm out of time. So I'll just more or less end it here. If you want to give God your life, don't wait. If you want to give him the gift that keeps on giving, that would be your heart. Speak to somebody before you leave here. May God bless you. For his name's sake, amen.